And the KEX News Time is 6:22. You're going to love our next guest.
Stephanie Hansen, former Portlander, who, in a quest to find out more about her biological father, found out that there was more than just a man who served in Vietnam, but there was a legacy of his service to this country worthy of a book, and that's exactly what she did. She wrote a book.
And she's here to tell you about it. Stephanie, welcome to the Mark and Dave Show on KEX.
Thank you very much.
Very nice to have you here. A very interesting book. Tell us how you came to write this book, Korma's Legacy.
Well, when I was doing research for who my birth father was, I didn't really have a book in mind. But after I got several years into my search, lots of veterans told me that hearing my story helped them to heal, helped them overcome their sadness of the Vietnam War. And they're the ones who kind of pushed me into writing a book.
You didn't know your dad very well?
I did not. He was killed before I was born. Oh. And because my parents weren't married, my mother thought she would give me a better life and put me up for adoption.
And your motive for actually researching out your father was medically based more than anything else, wasn't it?
That's correct. I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and after about 9 months of testing and diagnosis, they asked if I would please try to find out my medical history.
And and since then, your diagnosis has changed, hasn't it?
It has. About a week after I met my birth mom, all of the symptoms and all the diagnosis went away, completely disappeared.
A bizarre thing. And what did you learn about your dad?
My dad was a corpsman in Vietnam, so he was like a medic. And what I learned about him is he just loved helping people. All he wanted to do was help his Marines, and so he volunteered to fly on medevac missions so he could get out into the field faster and therefore try to help save more lives.
And what did you learn about, was he part of the Purple Foxes?
Well, he happened to be flying with the Purple Foxes. In Vietnam, corpsmen went out with just whoever was flying medevac missions that day. So I was just really fortunate that the Purple Foxes were flying that day because they are a great unit.
And you say that day.
That day. He was killed his first day flying.
Yeah. Wow. Explain to us what happened, what you learned.
I found out we'd been told that he was killed his first day flying, and thankfully we found out he was at least able to fly 8 missions. So he got to do a little bit of what he really loved to do. They were called out in what they called a routine medevac mission, meaning they weren't expected to take fire. And when they were going in for their landing, about a regiment, which is about 1,000 Viet Cong people, came from basically out of the mountainside and shot down the helicopter.
And there were others on board, of course.
There were 6 out of 7 on board were killed, and I've been fortunate enough to track down the one remaining survivor.
Oh, wow, that must have been a moment, huh?
It was. He hadn't talked to anyone from Vietnam, basically, since he left Vietnam, so almost 30 years later, and I tracked him down. And it took him a little bit, but he finally agreed to meet with me, and now we're just the best of friends.
Was it a phone call, or did you pop up where he worked? How'd you handle that?
It was a phone call at first. He was in Cleveland, and I, of course, was in Portland. And so we talked a couple of times, and then he finally sent me an email and said, I'm going to be in Seattle. Would you have any interest in meeting me? And I said, heck yeah, I'll be right up. So we drove on up there.
What was it like for you to be researching your father? I mean, you're at first, it's just to find out, what medical history you might have and deal with your own health problems. But what was it like to be researching this man that you never knew, and you found out just what a terrific person he was? What was that like?
It's odd. Having been adopted, you grow up never really knowing where you got things from, your looks or your mannerisms. And every single thing I found out about my dad, I look exactly like him and I act like him. And so in the end, it was really a lot about learning about myself as well as him. So it kind of starts out odd, but in the end, it was a healing process for myself too.
And when did you start thinking this could be a story I need to share?
I think when I just sat back and realized how many strangers were writing me that would hear about my story just from one of their veteran friends, or they would see me at the wall in Washington, D.C., and I just was getting so much response, and it just continued over the years. So it wasn't a flash in the pan, and they just kept saying, you've got to tell more people about your story. And with that many people interested, I knew that there was something there.
What was the thing that you learned about your biological father that I guess gave you the most comfort?
I think that he just cared so much about people. He just was such a caring person, and it was so neat knowing that I came from a great family. I was adopted by a great family, but then to know that I had a whole other additional great family out there, that was just really meaningful to me.
And do you see that family?
I do. We get together quite often. In fact, both the families mix it up all over the place. It's crazy.
And your mom, you know, what's she doing?
She is there. She lives in Vancouver.
All right, so everybody's close.
Everybody's close. Everyone's pretty much in the Northwest.
And you know, when did you meet your biological mom for the first time?
It was about 10 years ago in 1996.
All right, and you know, you getting along great then? Everybody's, you know.
And we know too that back during the beginnings of the Gulf War, you worked with our Greg Jarrett to help him make contact with the Purple Foxes back in Iraq, and you're still involved with the men and women today, aren't you?
I definitely am. Yes, when Greg first started sending back video clips and interviews, none of the families really knew because no one had ever formed any type of support group. And so there was a bunch of ladies, and we created a group called the Foxy Ladies. And so we would work and let the family members know who maybe weren't in Portland or San Francisco, let them know that they could still find interviews from Greg Jarrett and hear what was happening to their foxes. So the unit that my dad flew with is still active today. They're actually in Iraq now for their third tour.
So with the war in Iraq, you're finding people who are relating to your story all over again, aren't they?
Definitely. I'm amazed at how many. I just got an email yesterday from an Iraq corpsman who just got back, and he read my book in one evening. So the book really transcends not just, you know, not just Marines in Vietnam, but it transcends all branches as well as transcends all wars, basically. It's because it's really about the band of brotherhood that comes out of serving in war.
Is that the legacy you want to leave with people from reading that book?
Absolutely. I think that a lot of people, if you don't have a connection to the military, you know, you can watch a Hollywood movie about it, but you don't really get it. I never got it until I had all of literally thousands of strangers coming forward to help me. And it just amazed me the amount, the kindness of strangers that still happens in this world was overwhelming to me.
Perfect. And where is the book available?
The book is available. It is online. It's at my website, which is called the title of the book. It's A Corpsman's Legacy. It's also online at Amazon and directly from my publisher, which is leatherneckpublishing.com.
Stephanie Hansen, great to talk to you. A Corpsman's Legacy is the name of the book. And if you want more information on where to find that, you can find that on our show notes
page.
That's right.
Go to 1190kex.com, click on the Mark and Dave page, scroll down to show notes. In fact, there's information about a lot of past guests on the program. You'll find it all on show notes, and we'll have links to the websites where you can find A Corpsman's Legacy. What a great book. And you know what I find interesting, friend? She was diagnosed with MS, and after she started investigating her family and met her biological mother and learned more about her father, all of the symptoms of her disease went away.
Yeah.
I think that is remarkable, and it tells me, you know, when I let my mind go this way, that's because she was meant to write this book and tell this story, and that's what it took to get her there.
She's blessed in many, many ways.
Indeed.
So you can share the blessing and pick up the book. All right, quick break. We'll see you on the other side. Mark and Dave going to check in with ABC's Bob Schmidt on the plane crash into an apartment building in New York City today and the tragic twist when we found out who was on board. KEX News Time is 6:30.